ask. I say, waiting at the background to that information you put on the Facebook wall, alleging that the president, first time president, old meeting, secret meeting with Soja Mandem na Makeni.
To start with, me as a security person, and quite apart from that, we all know that this country see at some point in time, we don't get President Kabawa, we get similar information and trivialize that at the end of the day because people acted erratically and caused me a whole lot of trouble in this country. Now, media upline from where the president initiative actually been come see for when we engage in this post elections, this media upline. In the daytime, I get a call from a very senior retired officer who asked me, when are they go back to home? I tell him, say, around Friday, I go to town. He asked, who soldier will be among we? Where we go so? I tell him the soldier name. The second question was, if the soldier them boku. So every reasonable person therefore begin to think why all of them questions there. I dropped that. Later in the day, I got a call from an insider as well, who tell me, say there is a meeting going on that President Kuma in host of Makeni with some one-star generals. In Panama, so he put some one-star generals. He described the motorcar they wouldn't go with. We get a star in Panama. We, of course, now one-star did it. So he said, and then Makeni, then they in the meeting. So I drop him. As I drop him, about 10 minutes back, I get called this time around, not from a senior NCO, but rather an officer of a very senior rank, who said, give me again the same story. I dropped that again. On the third time, again, I get the same information. And in intelligence, you get levels of sources where you get and how you degrade them and the credibility of people where they give you the source. So when that happened, I called the appointed Deputy Minister of Defense, Colonel Hassan Sharif, but then it was late. The phone ring in Opica. So I thought as well, it is late for call the CDS on this issue. And the cogency of the source we are getting, I don't need for trivialize that because me not being a tongue and I don't know what thing they happen.
So given the fact that
I don't get also again this concern from a very senior officer who is a retired person, and at the same time I'm relating it with the info I get from the insiders, I decided say this is very cogent, we're not gonna sit down back and make carelessness things then happen. So I decided to write the exact statement and the world now that. They don't draw my attention to a certain meeting where they go on with President Kuma and senior officers, na Makeni, na in lodge. And if this na anything for go by, then it need for let them drop anything where they be up to. That is not a factual statement, but at the same time, it's a concern with very much cogent and it borders on security and you don't need to play with that. So you need to come with them public. If people go up to anything, they need for drop up.
The concern with people like when people get now that you hold a position where now like the mouthpiece of a political party we now in governance and for like sensitive information like then kind and they come up from you without some people say you know do due diligence to the calls then where you claim say you receive on their information and they and like it puts up an alarming situation now the country.
Well, anybody can call them alarming because basically with the things that we are raised, do not happen. But if you see them, they happen, you cannot call it alarming. And nobody not go expect when they talk about a secret meeting or a clandestine meeting, you expect say the person get to move publicly. If as much as you get up to moving to a secret meeting, it's not something you have to do public. Even your movement get to be covered. But then, yes, then get the responsibility for deny. I'll get the responsibility for raise the issue. Anybody can call an alarming because it has not, it actually, they're not able to actualize them. But if they actualize them, nobody could call and say alarming. And for me, I don't raise the issues and I'm not going to go much into security context here. But we've been clear on that. A lot of people still get arms and ammunition, whether they don't collect, they still no hand them over it. And then we still need to do 100% arms and ammunition check. And if instances of this nature they go on, you not bring them to public domain and able for narrow the space of whatever people get up to, then it is very much sufficient for let you able for act so, in a proactive manner for able for save the public from any constraints or difficulties where will arise in subsequent time. So it is good to be an alarmist and allow things to happen. Where at the end of the day, people go there in
why you not bring the issue also to the people within charge of security where for take action?
Well, of course, by raising it, the one issue that they for make, you will also raise them to the public. And that also will bring them to four for make them do the necessary checks. In fact, after that message yesterday, me and the chief of the Defence Staff talk that you don't do your internal investigations. Even the deputy defence minister appointed self tell me they don't do their own investigations. And few things in the way perhaps are still need, but I'm not going to bring them out. But even what they have put out,
so what did the investigation say? Because according to the first time president, he said a press release in pool, he said he not ever left Freetown go Makeni and he not hold no meeting, not Makeni, not Freetown or any side with any soldier man. And waiting that investigation way don't come up from the CDS and the appointed Deputy Minister of Defense.
Now, the first time president, you answer that, and you don't ever expect when they say a senior meeting with the senior officers. They go on for let the first time president can tell you say, indeed, yes, I was in a meeting of that nature with them. But what is clear is that there is a clandestine activity going on in Makeni. And as I speak to you, Paulo Conte is still in Makeni, and issues then don't come up, and meetings don't go on at President Kumar's house. So whether President Kumar did it or he not did it, but the fact
so
that...
So you change the initial statement, say, if he did it or not?
That's not what I'm saying. That as I'm not, and in the first place, I still say this, that we not still need to misunderstand the message I put out. That my attention don't draw to a certain clandestine meeting where they go on now with President Kumar and senior officers.
Then things are weird, you see. You get evidence of them.
Then if I drop that forthwith.
It's evidence of them things that we you reclaim now.
Say again?
You get evidence of them things that we reclaim, say, they happen now, Makeni.
What is attention in the upper number thing? I tell you, see, my attention has been drawn to what is happening there. And as I speak to you, it is very factual that clandestine meetings they go on at Makeni. Paulo is there.
Well, we want to tell you, please thank you where you talked to in the program this morning. In name Nalai Lawrence Lima, in the National Publicity Secretary of the Sahelo People's Party.
The program.